Hi, friends. It's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War-era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now, everywhere you listen.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Here we go. Episode 51, scene 9, take 1.
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 I've thrown us all off.
You have.
Episode 51, scene 9, take 1.
Sheridan Tate's is canceled, everyone. I resign.
Dr. Daniela Caldwell, head of experimental research, ISFA Laboratories.
Yup. Sorry. Let me try that one again. Yup. Let me try that one again.
What would you give to save yourself? What would you give to save yourself?
Yep, that's the one.
Yes!
Correct. All right. And sync clap, 3, 2, 1. Sorry, did we actually walk you through that, Zelda, or?
I picked it up, it's fine.
Okay.
You're a natural.
Samuel Isaac Bailey,
did
recording
I miss
for ISFA
clap?
Internal Records.
We need to do Mission. One clap, we need to...
No, I missed the sync clap. Okay, sorry.
I mean, I know I missed
I always forget I have to direct in the scenes I'm in, too. Good Lord. Sync clap, 3, 2, 1. Sorry, that was Virginia's job. I'm making up for all the ones I missed when I was directing.
All right, episode 62, scene 6, take 1.
Episode 62, scene 6, take 1.
Episode 62, scene 6, take 1.
Episode 69, scene 2, take 3.
Very matured.
Do I have to say it? Episode 69, scene 2, take 3.
We are all professionals. We are all adults. We can get through this. Kate, do you remember what Bill said?
Something about not a motherfucking truck outside. Hold on.
I didn't say that.
You, secondary, identify.
There's a giant truck going by. One moment, please.
Come on, we're doing first contact here.
There's a big old truck. Passing by. One second.
I don't see that in the script.
Yeah.
Hear me.
Anything?
A car, for one.
Got it on tape.
What on car? I know we're in a car, but not that car.
Car. Sam has snapped.
Now, what do you see?
I see... a car racing away from the intersection way too noisily. Good Lord.
I
tried to stay in character there.
Maybe they just got... There's a truck. One moment. Truck.
Yes, we're on a highway, Kate. Those often show up.
They like to anchor themselves with the spike at the f***ing truck.
Sorry, every time you do that now, I will think of you bursting into two trucks.
Two trucks having sex. Okay, I should keep going. The truck's gone now.
Oh, Okay.
Perfect. Flawless social interaction. 10 out of 10. Go Sam Bailey.
Yes. Totally.
If you use up with him, I think Sam feels the least threatened by that.
Our researchers.
Researchers. What about you, Rob? What are you? I'm thankful to bring up a wrench on me. My rockets.
Me too.
Well said, son. Sorry. Well said.
I know. I said it last time.
Even when it's not actually saying words.
Close your eyes.
Whoever they are, I think they're an altered human like me or Amanita. Oh, God, there's so many allergens in this forest. Sorry, hay fever, man.
Wow.
No, please.
Sorry about the mess. All of my friends are dying. Wahoo!
See you in a bit, Kate.
Yeah. See ya.
And now the end is near.
And you're not just doing that for the recording.
I did it last time, too.
Fucking hell.
We just drove 15 hours through the desert for this. I'm not here to spiders.
And I know that is the only thing you hold dear.
I know that's the only thing you hold to actually. That's what you sound like.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.